Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, Mike Elam came in and he said he bought a Powerball ticket, and he is determined he's going to win this bad boy, because the jackpot, if you haven't heard, is up to an estimated $1.5 billion. The next drawing will be on Saturday. So if we are anything on this show, Mike Elam, it is a public service. That's what we are.
And that's why we love you, Chris Ronchi.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that people out there listening keep their finances right, you know, they stay safe, well, they don't do something stupid.
Let's be honest, 1.5 billion is a big chunk of change. Yeah. And you need to be responsible like that. So one of the questions we're going to have to find out the answer to: do you take the 1.5 billion or do you take the cash option?
Oh, the cash option.
Oh, you gotta know.
Well, let's find out.
If we only had someone who was a financial expert who could help us.
Well, I got news for you. Financial what? Advisor and branch manager with Krentz Financial Group, Justin Brown, is with us now on KMOX. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're hearing music. How are you?
Not bad. Now I'm going to go out and buy a ticket. I didn't realize it was that high already.
You didn't? Okay. Well, see, this is good news. Here's a financial advisor who you would have thought would have said, don't waste your money on something so frivolous. But now,
what
now
they say, a dollar buys a dream or something like that?
Well,
it's two. But yeah, it's a more expensive dream. We've upscaled it.
Is the dream worth that dollar?
I mean, yeah, if you can hit it, that'd be fantastic, right?
I guess it's all about just having the fun, right? And that little bit of hope, like, yeah, I know I'm not going to win, but maybe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
In the words of Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive, man.
Absolutely. And then your mind starts racing on what you would do with the money, and it could be a life-changing event, obviously.
So that's why we have you, because $1.5 billion, that's what the jackpot is right now. The cash payout would be $686 million prior to taxes and all of that. All right, so just first things first, do you take the money, the cash payout, or do you just take the installments?
That's a great question, and it's individualized, in my opinion. So what I mean by that, you know, if you're an older person, you may want to take the cash lump sum. You know, why annuitize something that's going to go on well beyond your years? Now, if you look at from a return perspective, you know, it's hard to say. If you can average a 3-5% return, you're probably better off taking the annuity option and investing that, as long as you're disciplined throughout the next 30 years. If you want to take the lump sum option, you can get a little higher return than that. It's probably going to pay off more in the long run. But the key to all of it really is discipline. And you have to be disciplined with it. So you can't go out there and start blowing your money on big ticket items and things like that. And you have to have a plan in place. And really, that's really the most important thing.
So, Justin, I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I am saying I may have looked into this a little more unhealthy than I should. Because I've started looking at, okay, if I did the cash option at $686.5 million, and I I thought, what am I going to get after taxes, right? And is it even worth it? Let's be honest. You know, is it even worth buying the $2 ticket? In Missouri, I understand that you'll net 58.1% of that. So that kind of gives you your payout and says, hey, this is what you're going to end up with. So when you're saying it's individualized, should you take the annuity, should you take that cash payout, is there an age that you go, well, you know, if you're under 40, I'd probably say you should do this. But if you're over 50, you should probably do the cash option. Just throwing some numbers out.
Yeah, I don't know that it's an age specific thing. I think
if you're
it really
80,
comes down,
that's pretty, you know, 40-year payout.
Yeah.
It's pretty optimistic.
Yeah, of course. I don't think it's necessarily age specific, but you are in that crossroads between 40, 50 as an example that you gave. But really, it comes down to discipline. You have to have a plan in place. You have to have the right team hired, attorney, CPA, you know, financial planner. Me personally, and again, this isn't any sort of advice, but me personally, I would take the cash option. But I do this every day. You know, I know my risk tolerance. I know what I could probably get, hopefully, over the long term when it comes to the markets. So I would take the cash option on my end. But, you know, it really depends. You know, if somebody's a spendthrift, they may want to take the annuity option to give them some more discipline. It just depends.
If I am doing the math correctly, and I don't do math correctly usually, you would end up with $398 million. Of the 600, then that is post tax. So after taxes, you'd have $398 million to play around with.
That's almost enough to get by.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
I mean, that's like radio money.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think you could probably buy some groceries with that too. That's great.
Right. Yeah, you could shop at Straub's at that kind of money.
Hell yeah. Justin that's Brown funny. With Krentz Financial Group is with us on KMOX. So obviously, you'd want to have a financial planner, you want to have attorneys. Is the first thing you should do in a case like this, get an attorney, an estate attorney?
Yes, but let's back up. The first thing anybody should do is stay calm and keep it private.
Yes.
You know, that's the big thing. And I believe Missouri law is that you can remain anonymous. And I think that's important. So stay calm, remain anonymous, sign your ticket, sign the back of the ticket. And, you know, put it in a safe place, a safe deposit box or some sort of fireproof safe or something. And then after that, yeah, start to assemble your team. See what the rules are with the lottery. See what the claim process looks like. And then start to assemble that team. Hire the attorney that is specialized in asset protection. Hire a competent CPA. Hire a financial planner. And kind of get all your ducks in a row before you go and claim the prize. An attorney, and again, I'm not an attorney or a CPA, but the attorney is probably going to advise to set up a trust. You may want to claim those winnings within the trust rather than individually. So those are the first steps that you need to do. But the biggest thing that everybody is going to have the biggest problem with is staying private and staying calm, for sure.
Oh, I know that. I'll tell you this, I would have no problem. I would not tell any of you people. I'd just be gone.
Oh,
I'd be gone. That's it. You'll never see or hear from me again. You could all celebrate and you'll be like, whatever happened to him? Oh, must have won the Powerball. Yeah. So you said that you want to claim the prize through a trust. Why do you want to do that as opposed to, or why would you want to do that as opposed to, for yourself?
The big thing is privacy. There's no public records that ties the winnings to your name. So if you set that up into a trust, the trust claims the winnings. So that's the number one thing. It doesn't necessarily save you in any sort of tax expenses or anything like that. But the big thing is privacy. And we've heard the horror stories of people hitting these big winnings. And as soon as they win, everybody from out of the woodworks comes and asks for money and needs help and that sort of thing. So you do want to keep it private.
Yeah, that's my dream, is to become a no person. I just want to be the guy who says no. So if anybody wins this,
I thought you were that guy already.
Oh, yeah, but I'll do it for pay now. I was doing it for sport before. Now it's for money. If you hire me, I will be the person who tells everybody who asks you for money no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's great.
Okay.
That's so great. Now, hey, you know, we always say in our business, we'll ask the question, but we understand that no is always an answer.
Yeah, so. That's right. I like that. Justin Brown with Krenz Financial Group joining us on 104.1 FM KMOX. So we have heard stories, like you said, of people, you know, you've got folks coming out of the woodwork and now suddenly they're your cousin and they, you know, remember when we hung out as kids? So you have that. I'm sure there are, as you said, big ticket items that people immediately want to go buy and maybe they overindulge. But if you do win a prize, why is it that some people can end up losing it all? You hear those horror stories. I'm not sure how common it actually is, but you do hear of stories of people who win big jackpots and then end up losing it all.
Yeah. Yeah. The number one reason from, and again, I don't have experience in this, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys. But,
see, you'd have disappeared too, Justin.
You'd be doing this from a beach somewhere.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, from what I've heard, that's exactly what it is. The big ticket purchases. People go out, they overindulge, they get in over their head and really just starts to drain on their assets. And, you know, whatever those big ticket purchases are, there could be maintenance involved. There could be costs to maintain, you know, things like that, that can really eat away. Now, I will say this, and again, this is just my own opinion. I don't know if big ticket purchases are someone are the examples that people are using when they hit a $1 billion jackpot.
This is true.
It's probably, you know, a $20 million jackpot,
right,
or something like that. Those are a lot of the folks that do spend through their money and lose it over time.
You can buy some pretty big tickets when you've got $1 billion.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So big ticket becomes relative at that point.
So my guess is that I don't know everything about numbers, but if you do end up with almost $400 million clear after you've paid taxes, it is okay to buy a house.
Yeah. Yeah. I look at it, I kind of use the analogy that I use with my kids in school. When it comes to grades, you know, if they haven't gotten Fs, but hypothetically, I always tell them it takes some work to get an F. And I think, you know, if you win $400 million and you go broke, it's probably going to take some work for you to go broke. I mean, that's a big lump sum for sure.
You should write a book. If you win $400 million and you go broke, you should write a book because we're going to have to know. How did you do that?
It's amazing.
100%.
Justin Brown, you guys are awesome. We appreciate you as always. Thank you for being with us and guiding us. And if I do win this thing, I'm reaching out to you first.
That's great. That's great. And we can set up a payment plan where, you know, you can maybe give me a little more than a couple million dollars.
Well, don't put it out there. I
mean, be your friend, right?
Why are you putting the business out there, man? We're doing this. There's going to be a blind trust, remember?
That's right.
Did you miss the first part of this where he said he's going to say no for a living?
That's right. I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, but Justin's going to work for me.
Oh, so there you go.
That's different.
So you're a yes.
Justin Brown, financial advisor, branch manager with Krenz Financial Group. We appreciate you as always. Thanks, Justin.
You bet. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.